Good morning. Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough announced on Wednesday that Fort Bragg resident Ulysses Lopez has been honored as the 2nd District Veteran of the Year. Lopez, a Fort Bragg native, served in the Army, including a combat tour in Iraq, and continues to assist fellow veterans through his work at the Mendocino County Veterans Office. Chesbrough also took a moment to comment on the Supreme Court ruling regarding Proposition 8, saying in a press release, and I quote, "This is a good day for all who believe in fairness and equality. I applaud the Supreme Court decision to allow same-sex couples in California the right to marry, as well as to give married same-sex couples the over 1,000 federal rights previously denied them. The ability to marry the person of one's own choosing is directly in keeping with our Constitution's promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness," unquote. On Wednesday, Trinity County Sheriff's deputies, acting on a tip that someone was stealing water from the town of Sawyer while camped in the Six Rivers National Forest, arrested two men, confiscated hundreds of marijuana plants, a loaded handgun, and shot a dog while investigating. Deputies arrived on scene and found the two men, Samuel Barton of Arcata and Eric Brown of Redding, in a tent near the grow site. While ordering the men from the tent, a dog came out and bit a deputy canine who was on scene. The dog was then shot and killed by a deputy with a rifle. A search of the scene revealed significant environmental degradation to the area, including trees that had been cut down and the use of water from streams feeding the town of Sawyer. Both men were arrested and booked on cultivation and possession charges. On Monday, the Fortuna City Council unanimously approved a proposal to open a dog park in the city of Fortuna. The dog park will be constructed with the assistance of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce. It will be located on an unused piece of city-owned property on Dinsmore Drive. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario explained how the city's tourism committee was instrumental in its creation.
Our tourism committee thinks that it's important for Fortuna because we can get travelers that travel with their pets and they have a space to go and exercise and walk their dog, and our hotels are pet friendly, so it makes sense to kind of combine those two and try and promote the city a little bit.
Candelario went on to point out how the dog park will not create liability problems for the city.
Dog owners are responsible for their dogs. So whether you're at a dog park or at a regular city park or walking down the street, you're responsible for your pet and its conduct. So that's number one. Number two, the city, through our insurance organization, REMIF, informed the city that, you know, hey, that's a city-owned property. If, you know, any of the facilities, anything that we have going on, it's already on that list, so we're covered for activities there.
The dog park is expected to open by September. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
All right, move him out.
What's up, Sarge?
Gotta leave here. See that sticker?
No, I'm blind.
Me too. But Queenie told me it says Humboldt Termite and Pest Control.
So?
Being termites, we can't stay. Matter of fact, most of us won't make it out of here.
It's tough being a termite.
It sure is, mate. Even harder with Humboldt Termite and Pest Control on the job.
I wish I worked for them.
Right. Let's go, mates! Keep it moving!
Call Humboldt Termite and Pest Control today, 442-4334.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The State Senate Judiciary Committee approved a Senate bill on Wednesday that was authored by State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson of Santa Barbara. The bill comes in response to the news that a teacher at a private school in Southern California had been fired from her job because she was the victim of domestic violence. The teacher was let go after her ex-husband showed up on campus. But Senator Jackson said the focus is on the wrong person in this case.
It sends a mistaken message that victims are the basis and the threats to our safety, when we all know it is the abuser who is the source of the violence.
Jackson added,
"This is one of the key problems in domestic violence, is the notion that the abuser has all the power. And what that means to the victim very frequently is her unwillingness to break away from a violent situation because of her fear that she will be left destitute, that her children will be left without food, and now that a woman will also have the potential of losing her job."
The bill, SB 400, now heads to the full Senate for debate. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.